views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
April 8, 2014, number 74 since being in the YNTS studio. We're currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBLQ AM 1230, and audio graded. And if you're listening to the encore presentation, W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, 24/7 on iHeartRadio. Hopefully in a week and a half we'll be up on iHeartRadio. So we got an email. I want to get to this email quickly. It was about the SAT that we were talking about for the hour. I have the email up here. And it was by Mike from Staten Island, and he gave me reasons why we should have the SATs. Gives out A's like candy, puts students at an unfair advantage. Professors do. Professors give out F's and D's like candy, puts students at an unfair advantage. And, yeah. The second hour of the program, Salute Pledge. And I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God. Under God, that's what we're going to get into here in the program. I was trying to complete the email. I thought that would work out. Mike also said in the email, taking separate entrance exams for each college instead of one universal exam can become cumbersome and costly. Also, studies have shown that SAT scores are more indicative of a student's success as compared to a high school student's transcript. Professors that give out A's like candy put students at unfair advantage. I agree. Professors that give out F's and D's like candy put students at an unfair disadvantage. I agree. Now, I agree, professors do that, but do you think we should have a larger background check in our schools? I heard on Bloomberg Education one time that we are choosing teachers from the bottom up, not from the top down, so maybe that's the reason. Taking separate entrance exams for each college instead of one universal exam can become cumbersome and costly. It's already expensive, the SAT. Also, studies have shown that SAT scores are more indicative of a student's success as compared to a high school student's transcript. Study, I agree with that, and I also agree with my study that those who do get accepted with SATs and don't get accepted end up graduating the same way. This young man took the SAT, according to my email, 1320 out of 1600. He only took it once, and he never took a prep class. Okay, and yes, I'm not, yes, every student has probably never took a prep class. Not every student took it three times. Again, some students take the test and do well. I can be a witness. I know one student in my class. When he used to raise his hand, he knew vocabulary. He knew the math. I didn't know anything because I was never taught it. I was taught how to take the SATs, the elimination of the process of elimination. And guess what? I didn't do well. So, yeah, if you know the math and you know the vocabulary, and you were just, you know, Einstein was an ancestor of yours, you probably did well. Probably someone's going to say that's an excuse for me for not studying more. I mean, not studying more. You study a big blue book that's heavier than half my bag. I gave more of a workout than the SATs. No more SATs. Mike, thanks for the email from Staten Island. Really appreciate it. Not screaming at you, by the way. Thanks for the email. Love some of the points. We kind of disagree on it, but it's okay. That's radio, and hope you can keep listening to us and keep emailing us. Welcome to the program. I'm Yo Andrew, Howard Forrest phone screener, Miraculous and Scalky producer, Moon Summer. What's she again? Oh, yeah, voiceover personality. My father spectating has always. I want to get into Trail Life USA. And some of you are wondering, what is Trail Life USA? Trail Life USA is a... it is an organization. And who are they exactly? So, Trail Life USA is a Christian adventure, character, and leadership program for young men, preschool all the way to 12, senior year of high school, centers on outdoor experience that build the young men's skills and allows him to grow on a personal level and as a role model and leader for his peers. Living the Trail Life is a journey established on timeless values derived from the Bible. Their vision is to be the premier national character development organization for young men, which produces godly and responsible husbands, fathers, and citizens. Our mission is simply and clear: for guide generations of courageous young men to honor God, lead with integrity, serve others, and experience outdoor adventures. I'm going to get into their motto and their oath later on. Now, do you know the Heritage Foundation? Some of you probably know out there. The Heritage Foundation kind of points at conservative issues. They were once a magazine, now they're just a Twitter and a website going strong. And they do write some pretty good pieces. I wouldn't say not go to it, even if you're not conservative. I once read, when they were formed, who they are, and I don't know if they explained it. They said, "We are not conservative. We're a very unbiased magazine that's here to inform the American people on issues of this, this, and that." Yet, what did I just say? They're conservative. They're going to bash Obama before anything. Fox News, same thing. MSNBC going for Obama, going against Bush. What I'm trying to say is, when you ask them, do you believe that your program is solely conservative? If I go to conservative on TuneIn, I'm going to see Fox News and I'm going to see Heritage podcast. And if I go to liberal, I'm going to see the progressive voices. But they're always going to tell you, both sides, we're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group coming together and showing the American people on a bunch of issues. See, no. I know who does. RedState.com, Red State Radio. I spoke to the founder of it, and we had a conversation about a few issues. Yeah, he is a conservative. I listen to radio programs on a Patriot channel, Sirius XM, they're conservative. Sirius XM left, they're progressive and liberal. They're not afraid to admit it. That's just the way Americans want. Americans want to listen to biased radio. Do I agree with that? No, of course not. I should have probably been more unbiased about SATs, but I guess by my opinion and my guest, it doesn't work that way. But we did open up the conversation for our email, and that's what we got. So how does this relate to Trail Life USA? Trail Life USA was formed right after the Boy Scouts of America lifted their gay ban, young boys are now allowed, not leaders, young boys, we spoke about this on the program in May, can come out and say, well, I'm gay and I want to be a Boy Scout. If you're walking, pretty much, there really is no way of really monitoring if you're gay or not, but a troop or a church who is sponsoring the troop cannot go and say, well, you got this many kids who are homosexual, so get out. No, that's not it. Not anymore. Some people agreed, yeah, who cares? Kid's gay, but a kid likes Boy Scouts and to be more accepted in society, there's no reason to complain. Others, though, thought Boy Scouts of America was founded Christian base, under God, on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty, in God of my country. It all works out that way. So a group of people decided to form Trail Life USA. Now, Trail Life USA is going to tell me that's not true. They're going to tell me Trail Life USA is not because of the gay ban, and but, okay, so if my child's gay, can I join Trail Life USA? No, because you believe in Christian beliefs, even though separation, even though should we really be basing them on their sexuality? I don't think so. Some of you might think differently. I'm not even talking about Trail Life USA turning down gay men from joining a outdoor organization. I'm talking about Trail Life USA probably going to tell me, no, that's not true. Now, I've reached out to Trail Life USA many times on this program. One time they didn't answer me. Another time they were finding someone for me and then never got back. I emailed him again following up saying, am I going to get a guest? And they never contacted me back. So now I have no choice but to speak about Trail Life USA on this program and read to you what Trail Life USA is, analyze what I just read to you, and then give you my opinion on what they were going to say. And yes, I believe Trail Life USA was created. I got the email from them saying, welcome to Trail Life USA. I remember when they were formed, right after the gay ban. And, I don't know if they did say it. If they did say, ever since the gay ban, we created this. I think they did. And that's when I read it, and now I'm saying it to you. The Trail of USA, that's who they are. They're a Christian-based organization. They are a option to the Boy Scouts of America. Their motto and their oath... Oh, sorry. Let's go to the mission. Their mission, our mission is simple and clear. To guide generations of courageous young men to honor God, lead with integrity, serve others, and experience outdoor adventure. Motto, walk worthy. Colossians 1:10. This is a quote from the Bible in their motto. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, full pleasing Him, being fruitful with every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Oath. This is their oath. On my honor, I will do my best to serve God and my country, to respect authority, to be a good steward of Creator, and to treat others as I want to be treated. In all three of these things, they mention God of some sort, and they even took a quote out of the Bible. I am not going against anyone who is religious. If you believe in God, you have the right to. If you have the right to pray, yes, you do. If you're Muslim, if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, whatever that may be, you do. To create an organization to be solely very religious and kind of leaving the whole Boy Scouts of America... No, I said it wrong. The Boy Scouts of America, even though it was founded on Christianity, the Boy Scouts of America, when I was in Boy Scouts, I'm an Eagle Scout, we never talk about religion. We focused on the man you were trying to become. If there was an emergency, you were prepared. The slogan, the motto is be prepared. It was never anything about God or Jesus or the Bible. I feel what this organization might be focusing on is some sort of... I don't want to use the word. I'm going to have to use it. Some sort of cult. Where you are focusing on, like, now I feel like I'm creating controversy. I just call a religious group a cult. I didn't mean to say that. My apologies. I feel you have an organization that's focusing on solely religion, and then you're trying to mix this outdoor adventure. It doesn't work out for me. And I feel what it does also is it takes you out of society. Maybe that's why I called it a cult. Because it's taking you outside of society. Be realistic here. Gay marriage is the status quo. Deal with it. It's going to be there. It's going to be in all 50 states. If you disagree with it, that's fine. But for you to create an alternate to the Boy Scouts of America that does not want to harm anyone. And the Boy Scouts of America, even though they lifted this ban, is not trying to say you cannot believe in God or believe in the New Testament. No. They said, well, this is a part of the status quo. This is what's being accepted now. And the Boy Scouts of America wants to be here for 100 more years, and we want to accept that. And that's why they did it. A statistic shows that 25 and olders all believe in gay marriage. And those who did not believe in gay marriage are soon enough not going to be here anymore to dispute it. And that number is going to shrink. I'm not going to be afraid. One of my children might be gay. Again, it might happen. They might bring home a gay or a lesbian child. What do you want me to do? Say, oh, sorry, you can't be in my house? I mean, again, like what my parents did. They supported me throughout the way. And I'm going to do that for my children. But even though, again, they were raised in a different time, I was raised in a different time, it might happen. And it might scare people. But that's life. My child will hopefully be in the Boy Scouts the way my father wanted me to be in the Boy Scouts. And will I put him into this organization? Probably not. And I think I probably will never get them on because if they're here in this program, I just call them a cult and a religious group that is focusing on more of religion and not outdoor adventure. What is it? My child should not go into an organization focusing on outdoor adventure and then be somehow forced on, okay, read the Bible. Like, what? Why? Boy Scouts of America is not like that. They're putting the wrong image on Boy Scouts of America, and this organization will never admit it. But I want your calls. Would you let your child join this? I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, we'll do.
For several months now, I've been promoting Twitter, Instagram, all those great social networks that we're constantly on. One thing I never promoted was our Facebook page. We have over 350 likes, and we are finally getting high volume off of every post we have to share. What are you waiting for? Don't be left behind. Go right now, like the Facebook page. Very simple. You can write it down. Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. You'll be able to see our sponsors. You'll be able to see the information and the guests we're speaking to right here during the program at real time. When our program is being encored, you're able to see live updates when it's being aired. And join us for Nostalgia Sundays, where I go back into time and post articles and pictures of what used to be the good old days or your special time. Again, www.facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Don't be left behind.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, over a billion new web pages are created. How do you sift through all the noise? TheNeeds.com is your friend on the web that knows your tastes and picks the best news, travel, fashion, food, sports, and more, and brings them all to you in one beautiful package. TheNeeds.com is your personalized discovery platform that lets you explore the best of the web, tailored just for you, on mobile and desktop. TheNeeds.com is smart, simple, and free. Try it today at TheNeeds.com or download the new iOS app from the App Store. TheNeeds.com, your web reimagined.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans or sweaters or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary. Humanity in motion.
Are you looking for in-store music for your business? Today, Jamendo Music can be heard in more than 3,500 businesses, restaurants, hotels, chains of stores in the world, with more than 20,000 hours of music broadcasted every day. Visit Jamendo.pro now and discover our quality music channels. Easy to use and immediately available.
Jamendo.pro. Free music for all.
Jamendo Pro guarantees the most attractive rates with no fees to pay to collective rights societies. Jamendo.pro, free music for all.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. We are now accessing the Yo Andrew Vault. Former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer.
Of just a third-party candidate, now they're becoming someone that a lot of people are discussing and talking about and putting it in their decision of who should be the president of the United States.
The first person after this election, either late tonight or tomorrow when we know who's going to win, my prayer is that they will mention the word reform and say that I'm not going to stand for business as usual, that America is too important than that. Man, I'd love for that to happen.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
If you're just joining us, we are speaking about Trail Life USA, the alternate to Boy Scouts of America. And for what I said before, I have no right to say this. My apologies for saying the word cult or new religious movement to describe this organization. No reason for me to say that. So my apologies. But I guess it just gets me angry because the organization that I've been a part of for almost half my life is now being threatened by a group that's focusing more on the religious aspect and not actually the outdoor adventure. And that's what gets me angry. My father did the Boy Scouts, my grandpa, friends of mine, my brother did. And if you agree with gay marriage or homosexuality or not, I don't think you want an organization to try to push away the Boy Scouts of America just because they're trying to accept themselves in 2014. They haven't changed. They're not doing anything. And it's so funny. And we said this in May on this program. Half of us didn't even know the Boy Scouts of America had a ban. So even they didn't have a ban. They never promoted that you can't bring in those who are gay. I mean, I don't understand. And this group is interesting because they come out and they say that we could accept gays who want to serve in the Trail Life USA. They just can't promote that they are. Well, yeah, in other words, you got to keep it secret, like what the Boy Scouts did. But this group is doing the same exact thing the Boy Scouts are doing. That's exactly what they're doing. They are promoting outdoor adventures, and they're promoting making fires and getting badges, forming troops. The only thing Trail Life USA is doing is they're not admitting that you create this organization because the Boy Scouts of America lifted the ban. And I don't like, and I'm not saying you can't believe in Christianity or religion. Don't get my words mixed up here. What I'm saying is, for them to be pushing more of a religious aspect than the original role, and that's bringing outside adventure and bringing a program to keep young kids out of trouble, I think that's a problem. I think it's a very big problem. And there's no reason why we should forget that. To have in the motto a quote from the Bible, that's not a motto. It's a passage from a very historical text. And I don't think you should be using words from the Bible to bring out your point on why you're against the BSA. Even though 44 states have a flu to join this organization that's supposed to be the big and the bad. Well, I think, it's not. And I wish we could have got a guest on to speak with them. I wish we could. Because I would tell them this. Like, are you an alternate to the BSA? And they're going to say no. I mean, of course they would. That's what they all do. It's, the status quo. 855-712-YNTS. Do you believe what Trail of USA is doing? Another question, would you let your child join the Trail of USA or the Boy Scouts of America? 855-712-YNTS. You can email me, yoandrew@yoandrewntS.com. Let's go on about Trail of USA for a bit more. Trail of USA is a poor substitute of the Boy Scouts of America. It offers little threat. It's not going to put BSA in any pressure. It's a new Christian alternative for the BSA. It's so funny because I have a piece here on Yahoo. And this is what they said. They said the new Christian alternative for the BSA says it won't be churchy and it will allow gays. So look what I just said. You don't allow gays. If a young man goes into a troop and can't come to me and say, "Hi, Andrew, my name is Joe and I'm gay," you have to keep it secret. That means you're banning them. Putting something in secret, it's kind of an alternate of banning it. So instead of putting banning on a piece of paper and making your image look poorly, just keep it a secret. No one has to know. It's like the don't ask, don't tell that President Obama repealed in 2011, saying that a man can go into service and say he's openly gay. Instead of banning it, we'll just create this alternate. Again, saying that the Army's banning something makes the Army look pretty bad, especially in a culture that's starting to accept more and more of gay marriage. So they're starting to go here and say, well, here you go, we got this, Trail of USA. Trail of USA, I believe, is if you don't believe in gay marriage, you don't believe in, come to us. And I say that because that's why they were formed. But again, they're also a very conservative group. I'm pretty conservative, don't get me wrong. I can go into a full-blown conversation, but in this situation, why create a new group if you're allowing gays, even though it's kept secret? Now, the Boy Scouts of America, soon enough, will lift the ban on leaders. It will happen, because the leaders who are there now are going to be leaders my age, who are going to say, well, they could. Now, I hate the argument of, well, making a gay man, a leader of the Boy Scouts, is going to put more pressure on the young boy. It's going to create fear. Where do you get this from? It could happen now. It could happen tomorrow. I don't want it to happen. I'm not wishing it to happen. But what makes you think if supposedly you had Trail Life USA coming out and saying, we allow gays, just kept secret, and the Boy Scouts of America has probably been doing that policy for years, even though they had a ban that no one knew about. So, if a young adult is gay and decides, because that person probably is psychological and needs help, wants to oh my God, please, I never want this to happen to anyone's child, do something inappropriately, I don't believe because we lift up a gay ban, it's going to change that. But I'm not saying by not lifting up, it means it's not going to ever happen. So let's throw that argument out. And Trail of USA, I hope, thinks that also. That it could, you know, kids will go in Trail of USA because they are religious. And they believe that gay marriage and homosexuality has nothing to do with the Bible or religion. So some people might want to join Trail of USA because, you know, they're a very religious family. But the young child might be gay. Creating this alternator is not going to push this away. If Trail of USA came up to me, I know, I have to have a conversation of what I would say to them and what they would say to me. That's exactly what I wanted for this conversation. If Trail of USA came up to me, and Trail of USA said, we are trying to promote Christian aspects and beliefs because it's declining and it's being pushed away by government. And so, yes, I agree. Okay. I agree with that. I don't believe government should interfere in churches. I believe praying should be open for Muslims, for Christians, for Jews. I agree. I don't believe anyone should be judged. I don't believe under God should be taken away from the Pledge of Allegiance. I agree. We'll see, and that brings my conservative out. You know, I agree with that aspect. I believe under God should be intact. I believe Constitution should be taught in classes, not how to prepare for an SAT. But no, I don't believe that this organization was created just because of a ban. That, by the way, this organization is somewhat following because the majority of Americans did not know about this ban. And the majority of these young boys probably kept secret that they were gay. So they were probably having fun. How many Eagle Scouts who probably came out open and said, well, I'm gay. How many Boy Scouts probably did that after that ban was lifted? I promise you, a full of Boy Scouts didn't come in and come out and say, well, I'm gay, I can join now. They were probably already there. They were just keeping it secret because they might be shy or they don't believe the Boy Scouts would accept it. Not because of a ban. So when you get Trail of USA coming out and saying, well, we got the same dang thing. We are just, you can't say you're gay or promote that you're gay. We can't do that. But you can join us. Well, that's what the Boy Scouts have been doing. Maybe it's not on paper. Maybe they actually had a ban maybe they had a ban for 100 years. But guess what? You're doing the same thing. You're doing the same thing, Trail Life USA. Just because you don't have a ban doesn't mean you're not doing what the Boy Scouts did for 100 years. Now, the Boy Scouts didn't do it intentionally, but when it all comes down to it, that's what happened. They just scrubbed out the ban. They just kind of, you know, we have, we're not even going to listen to it. If you're gay, come on in. Then I don't know what Trail Life USA is bringing anything different. They're just putting in a, they're making their motto a passage from the Bible. And they're promoting Christian beliefs instead of outdoor adventure. So let's get everything down here. I agree with Trail Life USA because they are probably trying to promote Christian beliefs and trying to create an equal platform of those who believe in religion and don't, those who practice and don't. I agree with that. I don't agree with you're promoting Christianity beliefs and kind of, you know, leaving away from outdoor adventure. Outdoor adventure, if this young kid needs help, he's in the water, he's sinking, he's drowning, but somehow your friend told you that he's gay, so what are you going to do? You're going to leave him in the water? What kind of outdoor adventure programs? I don't like that adventure. That adventure sucks. Okay? I promise you, if a kid needs help, if a kid needs an adventure, I don't care if he's black, green, white, blue, yellow, gay, Muslim. I don't care. You go in that ward and you save that kid. You do the buddy system like you always do. Okay? That's what they should be promoting. They're saying that we believe in all beliefs, but you don't, because you don't believe in all sexualities. And you probably don't believe in those who believe in Christianity and also believe that gays are like everyone else. And that's the status quo. And that's all that's going to happen. Yeah, there's some people I don't like, but come on. You can't expose it, though. But it doesn't make sense. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I don't know what makes sense anymore. I'm defending the Boy Scouts. And I don't think, if you hate me right now because I'm defending gays and gay marriage, I'm not even just doing that. I'm defending the Boy Scouts of America, that they're being threatened by this group. Because this group believes that the Boy Scouts of America has left Christian beliefs and Christian aspects. And that's not true. The Boy Scouts of America has never refused anyone who wants to practice. Anyone. Not since when I've been in Boy Scouts, at least. You're trying to say the Boy Scouts of America, because they did one thing, they suddenly left everything. No, they didn't. Boy Scouts of America believes that every religion can be practiced. And they can do it on a camping trip or in a troop. They got Jewish troops, they got Catholic groups, they got diverse groups. They believe anyone can do it, and they can also focus on adventure life, adventure. Do you know why the Boy Scouts of America was created? The Boy Scouts of America was created to keep children out of trouble. Do you know there was a time when there was no after-school programs, and the Boy Scouts of America was that choice? And it was a great choice, because what it did was it taught you how to be a man, how to be a gentleman. And it also told you to respect others' beliefs and others' opinions. That's what the Boy Scouts of America done. And when I was in the Boy Scouts, I did not think like that. I was young. I do now. I do now, and I'm proud of it. It's an honor to go to someone and say I'm an Eagle Scout. I'm not afraid. What's there to be afraid about? It's a great organization. And there's no reason why anyone should try to take that organization away just because of a ban that wasn't even a ban. It was a secret. No one should take that away. I don't understand why this group doesn't want to come on my program. I don't understand why. If they want to, if you want me to, I can email them again and we'll have this conversation in a few months. Because after this, I'm not going to talk about it for a while. I would love to do a Boy Scout Trail Life USA panel. I can do that. I'll let both of them go at it. I think that would be the best thing to do. Let these two men go at it, and I think they'll be good friends. Because I believe down inside they both believe in the same thing. I believe they do. Oh, boy. All my energy's taken out. That's what happens. That's what happens. I mean, I'm giving Trailer of USA the advertisement of a lifetime. Maybe not a good one, but at least it's going to get you to go and type it in and look at it. That's what it comes down to. Trailer of USA, so interesting. Because I know they want to bring Christian beliefs, and they don't agree with many organizations and the government trying to take that away. And I agree with that. No one should take anything away from you. No one should ever try to force to not believe. Hey, I mean, if you want to go travel USA, that's great. Have fun. If you want to go BSA, that's fine. That's your choice. And BSA and travel USA are equally organizations. And it looks like they're both doing well, some sort. I just don't like that. The reason why they were created and why they're trying to put down the Boy Scouts of America. Because the Boy Scouts of America, I know, is not bringing down Trailer of USA, nor thinking they're a threat, nor thinking anything they disagree with is a bad thing. Because Boy Scouts of America is an organization that wants to give the best to the Scouts. Sound Clip of Wisdom up next. I'm going to take a breather. Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time, and now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot, from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, we'll do.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, over 1 billion new web pages are created. How do you sift through all the noise? TheNeeds.com is your friend on the web that knows your tastes and picks the best news, travel, fashion, food, sports, and more, and brings them all to you in one beautiful package. TheNeeds.com is your personalized discovery platform that lets you explore the best of the web, tailored just for you, on mobile and desktop. TheNeeds.com is smart, simple, and free. Try it today at TheNeeds.com or download the new iOS app from the App Store. TheNeeds.com, your web reimagined.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans or sweaters or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky. Look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Are you looking for in-store music for your business? Today, Jamendo Music can be heard in more than 3,500 businesses, restaurants, hotels, chains of stores in the world with more than 20,000 hours of music broadcasted every day. Visit Jamendo.pro now and discover our quality music channels, easy to use and immediately available.
Jamendo.pro, free music for all.
Jamendo Pro guarantees the most attractive rates with no fees to pay to collective rights societies. Jamendo.pro, free music for all.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
You know, if you're in my household, each one of my family members has a TV show they love. And they just can't stop watching, so they tape it, and the house has to be all quiet. My parents got Bates Motel, Dallas, Han Cleveland. They got their shows they watch. My brother's really bad. He's got Wahlburgers. He's got Nashville. Me, I don't have many shows to watch. I got WWE Raw Wrestling. That's all I got. I try to watch 60 Minutes. I'll catch on the radio, so I don't tape it. American Idol. Mob Wives. Mob Wives isn't on. And American Idol. Okay, maybe that's another show, but usually I'm home for it. I'm so excited that a show of mine is this Sunday. I had no idea. I'm like seeing it on Twitter. And Morgan Spurlock's Inside Man is renewed for a season 2. And it's coming back this Sunday. Morgan Spurlock, my man. Do you remember we spoke with Matthew Galkin, the producer of Inside Man, on my 50th show? Oh my God, we have to book him. I'm definitely going to reach out to him. We have to get him on to speak about season 2. The show is amazing. Because of Morgan Spurlock, I disagree with prescription companies and their role in government. I believe in medical marijuana. I believe that immigration reform should be looked into more. I agree that testing in our schools is a problem and should be reformed, not fully taken away. Just by the information he gave me, Morgan Spurlock didn't tell me you should believe what I know. Morgan Spurlock takes an issue and he actually goes inside. He explores the issue and he actually takes the issue physically. And I am so excited that maybe we can get Morgan Spurlock on the air. Howard's like nodding his head probably going, yeah, that's right, Andrew, you get him. Come on, Howard. Morgan Spurlock, imagine you screening him. He's about to be a fun guy. Like season 2. Inside Man, 10 o'clock Sunday. Watch it. Gotta watch it. It's a great show. Oh, my God. And I need my peace and quiet when I'm watching because I want to take everything in. I mean, you really can't dispute with Morgan Spurlock when he brings out the arguments from both sides and he physically takes those arguments and goes out to the issue. He talks to professors, talks to schools. It supersized me. Instead of doing a 30 days, it's an 8 to 10 show. Love it. Love it. So excited. I'm warning my mom from now. The DVR is being on Sunday night. And I'm lucky because there's nothing on Sunday night. So there's no reason for me not to watch it. Well, let me get to the sound clip of wisdom. The great Mickey Rooney passed away at 93 years old. And Mickey Rooney has been around since silent films all the way till now. And what was so great about Mickey Rooney is he has influenced every generation of television. Every generation he has influenced. And that's what makes Mickey Rooney such a great guy to watch. Your great-grandma, your grandma, your parents, me and probably even my younger kids have seen Mickey Rooney at least once. If it's on Full House, playing the Santa Claus, or is seeing Mickey Rooney all the way back has Andy Hardy and him playing roles with Judy Garland. There was this one great scene where Mickey Rooney is with Judy Garland in a drugstore, a part of Andy Hardy back in the late 30s. I like this clip because it shows how great Mickey Rooney was as an actor, and shows how time just changed. Here's the clip of Wisdom. It's Judy Garland. She's sitting there. She is playing Betsy, and she's supposedly she's supposedly Andy Hardy's neighbor, and he is taking her out to get some soda. Was it ice cream soda? There you go. Here it is.
Excuse me for running away, Betsy.
All right.
You see, I can't afford to fight with Cynthia.
She your girl?
No, but I gotta be nice to her till after Christmas.
Are you expecting her to give you some sort of special present?
No. Look, this is a secret. I bought a car. That is, I paid $12 down on it, and I promised to pay $8 more by the 23rd. That's why I gotta be nice to Cynthia.
Well, I don't get it.
Well, you see, Cynthia's really BZ Anderson's girl, and he's away, and he promised to pay me $8 to keep all the other fellas away from her.
Oh.
Now, she's just an installment on a car to me. Polly Benedict's my real girl, but she's away, too.
Oh.
Sometimes I wonder if it's all worthwhile. $20.
Mother said in case I needed extras, so if you wouldn't mind, Andy, I'd like to pay for the sodas.
No, I asked you.
Please?
Why? I don't do things that way.
Andy, you need that $8 pretty badly, don't you?
You're darn tootin' I do.
I'd love to give you the $8, Andy.
No, I couldn't take money from a woman.
Not even if she's just a child?
I couldn't even borrow it from you.
But you wouldn't have to be nice to Cynthia.
You don't understand. Polly being away, the girl I take to the dance has got to be sensational.
Oh.
And I'll bet Cynthia's got a sensational evening dress. No, I can't afford to fight with Cynthia. Not a man in my position.
Then it isn't the $8.
Well, it's both the $8 and Cynthia. I gotta take Cynthia to the dance to get the $8 to get the car. And I gotta have a car to take anybody to the dance.
Well, then you won't really enjoy taking Cynthia?
Well, even if she dances like a horse, it's an awful long ride home in the dark.
Oh.
First, I'd like to say, you bought a car for $16? And $16 down, $8 more? I mean, Howard would probably just listen to that. He's probably cracking up going, what? God. Gas is $40. Well, there goes the car. Mickey Rooney, all around, a great actor. Judy Garland, beautiful. And what I love about Judy Garland is I haven't just watched her on Wizard of Oz. I've watched her on many different films. You know, Andy Get Her Gun all the way to this particular clip. One thing I have to agree with is, till this day, a lot of women get angry when you say that to them. If I'm on a date, I want to pay for the young lady. That's just who I am. That's how I was raised. You know, be a gentleman. A lot of women hate that. I've talked to many girls, and they told me I hate when a guy wants to pay for me. Hate it. They believe it takes away the role of a woman being an individual. Some women hate it. I personally don't care. At the beginning of the relationship, I want to pay for you. I want to make sure the night's all about you. Later on, when we get closer and if we actually put a label on a relationship, then yeah, we can talk about a budget. We can talk about a plan. That's how I look at it. Anything's wrong with that, some women are offended by it. And back then, you know, I don't take money from a girl. And it was accepted at the time. And, I mean, I don't think I would say it like that. I don't think I would say, I won't take money from a woman. I think I would say politely, I would say, I'm sorry, I just feel, you know, do a little catch line, a little nice line. Ooh, okay. Oh, thank you. Took it down the old Yo Andrew book of wisdoms here. All right. Opening up a blank page, starting a new one. Mickey Rooney, rest in peace, God bless, great actor all around. Judy Garland also. I mean, again, she's been sadly gone for a while, but it's beautiful. Beautiful to hear Mickey Rooney's voice here on the Yo Andrew News Talk show. And it's great to good to talk about such great actors. I want to thank, who do I want to thank? Mom, love you. My brother, thank you for supporting me. My whole crew, Howard Forrest, phone screener, Mary Clisson and Scalky producer, Moon Summer voiceover personality, and my father spectating, Teddy Giordano. I want to thank our guest, John Beringer, for joining us at Bioside Tutoring, giving us some insight on his organization, his company, and about SAT affiliates, all six of them. Thank my affiliates, all six of them. I wish I can go through them all really quick, but definitely check them out, YoAndrewNTS.com. And I want to thank three of the stations who will be encoring our program throughout the week. We really appreciate it. I'll be back next week. Again, you can listen to the encore presentations tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. on Sundays, and at nighttime at 9 o'clock p.m., 12 o'clock a.m. Come back behind.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.